6244.
Hi, this is Zach Spencer from Driving, and I want to tell you how you can save money. LeaseBusters.com. It might be time to change or upgrade your ride. You don't have to pay thousands of dollars to get out of your lease. Have somebody take it over. Click on LeaseBusters.com. If you want a new car, even every year, you can get out of your lease without paying penalties. Because LeaseBusters.com has more buyers than sellers across Canada. They put you together, and you both save. When you need to get out of your vehicle lease, who are you going to click on? LeaseBusters.com.
Co-authored with Rahil Raza, suggesting that the Ground Zero Mosque is meant to be a deliberate provocation. They write, unfortunately for us, their stand is based on ignorance and guilt, speaking of people like New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg. And they will never in their lives have to face the tyranny of Islamism that targets, kills, and maims Muslims worldwide, and is using liberalism itself to destroy liberal, secular, democratic societies from within, speaking about the broader conflict that the Western world is involved in. This is a debate that's certainly raging in New York and across the United States to some degree as well, as to whether this mosque ought to be built near Ground Zero. It is being built as an Islamic community center. It's about two blocks from Ground Zero. There was also a moving op-ed piece that appeared, it's actually dated today, in the Washington Post from a Muslim woman whose mother was on board United Flight 175 that crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. She says, to the supporters of this new Islamic cultural center, I must ask, build your ideological monument somewhere else, far from my mother's grave, and let her rest. So the question becomes, should this mosque be built? Should it be allowed to be built? And is it appropriate to build? I think on the question of whether it should be allowed to be built, I think in countries like the U.S. and Canada, we really need to defer to freedom of religion. The people are free to practice their religion and build houses of worship. This land in question is privately owned. But whether they should, I suppose, is a separate question. On the line with us for some thoughts on this story, very pleased to welcome to the program Dr. Zuhdi Jasser, founder and president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, much more at aifdemocracy.org. Dr. Jasser, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be with you.
Well, it looks as though the mosque or the community center, whatever we want to call it, is going to go ahead, but I guess the bigger question is, should it?
You know, I'll tell you, I had an op-ed in the New York Post back in May where basically we said, it was titled A Mosque Unbecoming. And as Tariq mentioned in his op-ed, we, as Muslims, it's a humble faith. It's one in which we deal with significant respect with all faiths, especially Judaism and Christianity, and that it shouldn't be something that we impose upon them, and especially as a minority, less than 1% of the population, to build the largest Muslim structure in the country, which is really what this would be. This is not a humble mosque. There's a mosque even closer that has been there for a long time, and to put this in the context of religious freedom, I think, is really unfair. And yes, they have a right to do it, and actually I would be opposed to making it illegal to build it there, because that also would speak to the bin Laden and al-Qaeda narrative that America is anti-Islam. But somehow we need enough of a populist movement to teach this group that it's wrong to do it, that it would be the worst thing for the Muslim community to do that. And as the ADL said in their press release and speech about it, they said, it's right versus right. They have a right to do it, but it's certainly not the right thing to do.
Yeah. Dennis Miller is a well-known commentator, talk show host, comedian as well in the U.S. He had a great line. He said the fact that they can build this says a lot about the United States, but the fact that they will build it says a lot about them.
Exactly. And this is really the issue, is that this group and the group that's building it comes across as being very moderate. They are nonviolent. They've spoken against the tactic of terror. But this imam seems to say that, well, Sharia is no different than the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. I actually responded to that Huffington blog that he made, and he never responded back, in which I told him that Sharia is theocracy. It is no different than canon law used to be in Europe, and the West advanced beyond that, and you're still frozen in time using apologetics or deception to try to convey that somehow you're about modernity when in fact they are not. And I really think that they think that somehow this is going to help the image of Islam when in fact 9/11 was about being American. It wasn't about being Muslim. It wasn't about being trying to fix the image of Islam. It was about first and foremost being American. And any attempt to change that narrative, which is really what they're trying to do, means that they're not about being American. They're more about using American freedoms for the advancement of their own political agenda, which is what Nadia said in that Washington Post column that you were talking about when she very, very articulately talked about her mother's death.
It was Jeffrey Goldberg, I believe, in the Atlantic magazine, though, who made the point, I guess, in defense of those who want to build this mosque. That he said, let's be honest, that if Osama bin Laden could, he would bomb this mosque. Is that a fair point? Is that a relevant point here?
Well, you know, that's interesting in that within, we have to be clear about what we're talking about. There is a global movement of the Brotherhood and its comrades, which are political Islam, which is a very large movement. The vast majority of those that believe in political Islam and establishing Islamic states don't believe in violence. So basically, you have an internecine battle between those that are violent and fascistic, like bin Laden, like the Taliban, like the Iranian theocracy, and those that are more about Islamic evangelism and want to spread their governance and their Sharia through democratic, nonviolent means, sort of subversively, but yet their mission is the same. So, you know, if you look at the Middle East, they will use the Brotherhood and use Islamists to their benefit when it helps them in non-Muslim environments, mm-hmm. but yet internally, they will bomb their mosques and they will do things like that. So, you know, I think it implies that we're ignorant to say that, well, just because bin Laden may not like this group, that somehow it's still not part of the global movement of political Islam.
And that globally, others involved in that movement might interpret the building of this mosque very differently.
Exactly, and they will use it, Al Jazeera, just like they placed it, Abu Ghraib, every day, hundreds of times, to try to paint this war as a war against Islam and Muslims. And when that happened during the Iraq War, they will use this to their benefit and say, look, America says Islam is anti-American. We've built this $100 million mosque through funds from all over the world to basically speak to the wonderment of Islam and what we're doing, and somehow that's why we've said this shouldn't be a cultural center of an auditorium and swimming pool. Why not build an interfaith, truly interfaith center with a synagogue, church, and mosque, truly counterterrorism center to say that we are anti-Al-Qaeda, anti-political Islam, and actually use it as an American-based basis for fighting the war that killed those 3,000 victims, yes, some of whom were Muslim. But it was about being American, and this facility is an Islamic facility that they're trying to basically push down the throats of Americans.
Let me ask you this, and look, I can't sit here and speak on behalf of everybody who's opposed to this mosque. I don't know the motivations of everybody opposed to this mosque. I would suspect that most people are doing so in good faith, but it's certainly not being portrayed that way. What do you make of how this is being portrayed in the press and the way opponents of this mosque are being portrayed as anti-Islam or Islamophobic?
I can't tell you enough how important that question is, Rob, because, you know, right now we have to figure out what is partisan bickering and what is a real battle that we have. No different than the Cold War. We came together as a nation. Yes, there were partisan battles about Vietnam and about who and what was the enemy. But at the end of the day, the vast majority of Americans, Democrat or Republican, understood that this was a battle against communism and its socialist ideology. Similarly here, whether it's the feminists on the left, those who advocate for gay rights on the left, or on the right, those that are the Christian right and others, we can come together as one nation and say that political Islam and those that seek to put into place Islamic State have ideas that are not commensurate with America. And by painting this as being somehow a manifestation of some movement on the right or some movement of anti-Islam, I think allows the few people that may truly be Islamophobic to paint a broad brush on a movement of Americans that are starting to really wonder what we're fighting and wanted to understand better. So you can be critical of political Islam, but not be critical of the spiritual faith of Islam, which is what groups like ours and Tariq's and others are trying to talk about.
Well, we mentioned Tariq Fatah's op-ed piece. Let me read one of the sentences to you here. It says, so what gives Imal Ralph of the Cordoba Initiative and his cohorts the misplaced idea that they will increase tolerance for Muslims by brazenly displaying their own intolerance in this case? That I guess the broader point that he's making, and you are as well, that does this make it more difficult for liberal moderate Muslims?
Very much so. Very much so, because they have struck at the nerve. This was the most severe attack on our homeland since Pearl Harbor. And to take a what is a grave to the sons and daughters of our the victims of 9/11 and say that somehow we're going to build the biggest Islamic structure in the country there just implies a tone deafness, completely tone deaf to where the American mindset is. And the, I mean, my parents have built mosques in Wisconsin. We've built them with my family in three or four different areas, including here in Arizona. And every time there's been some conflict, because America is still learning about Islam and what. And this was in the 70s. We, around the time of the hostage crisis, it took us quite a bit until we had permission to build our first small, humble $80,000 mosque in Wisconsin. So, you know, that's normal, and I don't mind that because we are still modernizing, and it's part of an educational process. But that's a very different issue than to take and get a structure that is being built with questionable sources of funds with people that possibly may have national security issues that may be coming from interests that are against our interests in the war against militant Islamism, and somehow we're supposed to just turn over and say that our Constitution is a protection for that, and I really don't think it is.
That's a great point, Dr. Jasser. We'll leave it there. I'm sure we'll hear much more on this story. It's still to come. Much more on this story, other important issues at AIFdemocracy.org. Thank you so much for joining us here today. All the best to you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks again. Dr. Zudi Jasser, founder and president of the Islamic Forum, the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Rob Breckenridge in for Roy Green. We're back after this. Here's